Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your company. We'll head back to your calls and your texts very shortly, but we've got a little window of opportunity to jump into the Western Bulldogs camp. Western Bulldogs assistant coach Ash Hansen, former West Coast Eagles star, but a man who coached the Footscray VFL to the premiership the last time the senior Dogs won the flag as well in 2016. So he's had his hands on the wheel for a while now. It's great to have you on the line. Welcome to you, Ash Hansen. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
It's a delight to have you. How do you feel?
Excited. Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks. Certainly a different preparation to the one we experienced in 2016. So to be on the eve of the game now, it's the excitement's starting to build and the focus is starting to narrow onto tomorrow.
How hard was selection in 2016? You had players playing good footy, ready to go, but there hasn't been a lot of footy for those that don't get a game this season.
Yeah, it's been extremely challenging for the guys that have had to, you know, not be in the team and come through the VFL system with the stop-start nature of their season and the way the whole squad really applied themselves to getting up for those scratch matches, which certainly aren't ideal but necessary, and the way that they've, you know, bought into the program and knew the situation and been ready for call up has been outstanding, and they've faced a couple of years of that, which is really challenging for young players, but certainly we've been really proud of the way that the whole collective has bought into it and has made a contribution this year, because we've used a lot of players and they've all been required to get us to this point.
Do you tell your sub who is going to be sub? I don't expect you to tell me, but does the sub who is going to be sub know their sub?
They'll know the day of the game. Yeah, we've still got another final meeting tonight as a coaching group where I suppose it's the war games kind of mentality where we go through different scenarios, and that's where we flesh out, you know, what could possibly happen and who that player is going to best be in that role. So that'll be confirmed tonight, and they'll certainly know the day of the game, if not the night before.
You worked out whether you're roughing up Max Gorn yet, or will you decide that tonight too?
he's going to be... Oh, he's critical, obviously, of the way Melbourne play. He's really a centre of influence player for them. And certainly, you know, having Steph come back with his experience and strength really gives us some confidence in that area that we can compete against him. And then with the ability of Tim English, who's a different type of ruckman, athletically and with his reach and length, certainly can be hopefully an important 1-2 punch for us in the middle of the ground, because Max has been extraordinary and it's a challenge for us.
Is that a lot of what's going to be talked about tonight in terms of you have to get that part of the tactical battle right, how you play Max Gorn, how you stop Max Gorn, and then what you do with what they do with Tom Liberatore? Do you think that they're decide to target, put a player to him, try and stop him from getting away? James Harms has done that before. So where does it all start, the meeting tonight for you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We start to flesh out all those scenarios because they happen so quickly on game day and in the heat of a game. You want to have real clarity in the coach's box about what your next move's going to be and even trying to predict what they will do to certain circumstances. So certainly we'll go through that, what we perceive as their threats against our style of play, and then what they might do, and then how we're going to react to that. So we want to be really clear in our own planning and probably flesh out the different plans we might go to and then prioritise those off the back of that, so we can instigate it really quickly as a coaching group with clarity, so we don't miss out on that window of opportunity to influence the game from our end, but then support the players and obviously playing their best. So, whether they tag or not will be a discussion. Certainly Max's influence and how we're setting up around him and what tactics we can do against him will be a talking point. So it's a great meeting. It's a great part of the week as a coach, because you can start to strategize and really flesh out all these connotations, and certainly going into a grand final, it's one you look forward to.
When they do win a clearance, is stopping them coming out the front with that clearance so they can get a deep 50 entry going to be critical for you too?
Oh, certainly with Petrarca's ability to burst away, and we've seen what Oliver's been able to introduce to his game this year, and we've obviously watched the Geelong game that third quarter where they were just so dynamic from the centre bounce. That's certainly going to be, you know, an important consideration and one that we need to stem We've faced teams in the last couple of weeks that have had that capacity too in Port Adelaide and Brisbane. So we've nearly come up against opponents that are dynamic out of centre bounce. So we feel like we're well versed and we've got the cattle in there to be able to compete.
So do you trust your guys to get the job done early and then have your reactionary moves if Petrarca gets three clearances in a row or whatever? Or do you sort of try and do something a little different from the start?
No, we certainly back our boys in. I mean, the last 3 weeks, they've been outstanding, and the way they've executed and committed to the contest has really led the way. So we'll certainly back them in from the start with our plans, and then we'll have, different avenues to go to if we need to. And the guys are actually really good at identifying it themselves and being able to adjust on the run. So being able to empower them to do that is important too, because by the time sometimes the coaching message or adjustment gets out there, it can be there's a delay to it. So anytime a player can take that responsibility on themselves and take the ownership is really powerful.
What are you going to do? Do you think, Lever and May, we're all talking about whether or not you'll actually go man on man with them. So have a couple of your forwards play on them as opposed to letting them go spare, or whether you might kick the ball out in front of your forwards, or whether you might actually sit it on May and Lever's head and let your leaping players like Waitman and Norton sit on their heads.
Yeah, there's different ways of going about it. And certainly we've identified those two players as a threat. They're all Australian defenders this year for a reason. They've had outstanding seasons. They have some amazing qualities that we're going to have to try to combat. And we've got different tactics we can go to. And the boys over the last month have shown that they can do that against different opponents. So, we'll be closely watching how they go about it. Certainly, we've been coaching our ball movement to be able to combat those type of players, because it's such an important part of the modern day defence, being able to win the ball back in your D50, and it really does stifle your ability to score. So we think we've been quite effective at going around that. It's going to be an integral part of the game, come tomorrow, and our ability to score.
Yeah. So is that the game plan A, trying to go around them a little?
Certainly. If you can identify where they're at and reduce their influence, that's plan A. But in the heat of battle and with the pressure on the ball carrier, sometimes it's just not achievable. So you've got to go to other ways to be able to combat it, which we've trained and we've planned for and which hopefully we can execute.
So how many different things can you train a team to flip to in this day and age, Ash?
Not many. We've been pretty consistent with the different plans and modes that we can go into in a game, and we pretty much just move between those. And Bevo's certainly been really clear in training those over the course of the season. So then when you get to the end of the season, we can go between two or three, and the players are really comfortable to go in it. They're really drilled in it. For a lot of them, they're doing it for years. So we don't really change the way we play too often, but we've got subtle differences that we can adjust just to bring out the best in the players, really. It's not so much about what we can do from the coach's box, but about putting them in positions and controlling the game to allow them to play and control it to the best of their ability. So, there's a small window, but it can be really influential.
Is he an emerging genius, Luke Beveridge, Ash?
I've learned so much from him. He's certainly a lateral thinker, but with a lot of meaning and a lot of sense. What he's been able to do with the different challenges we've faced from a personnel point of view over the last few years has been outstanding around developing the game plan to suit our players and bring out their best. So it's certainly been really enjoyable working with him, and I've continued to learn, every week.
And the Shawshank Redemption theme continues, or has he got another one to throw in just specifically for the grand final?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We've got our final meeting with the players, this morning. So we'll wait and see what he rolls out there. And then generally that emotional hook can come prior to the game. So he's been in his hotel room the last couple of days, probably working away at something on the blackboard. And sometimes as coaches, he keeps it from us too. So they're really enjoyable to listen to, and how the narration really applies to us and the performance at hand is really special sometimes.
And you're about to hit the track, Optus Stadium, so I'm sure there's a real buzz.
Yeah, the excitement's really starting to build, and it's certainly been a different preparation. We've nearly been isolated, in our own hotel with one another without all the peripheral football club and family kind of support I think the grand final spirit will certainly hit home when we hit the track and there's 25,000 people there watching, which will be an amazing buzz for the players and certainly support staff and coaches. You ride that excitement as well.
Would it have been a little unfair if the grand final was last week and you were coming off a whole week in isolation, not able to go anywhere, and they had a week of freedom leading in?
Oh, there's been a number of things that have happened that the players could have used as an excuse not to perform. And the way they've gone around, you know, executing the game plan, competing and performing each week has been second to none. So I can't praise really the playing group enough and the support staff, many who have given up, you know, their part-time jobs at home to come on this trip and support the boys and what they've done for the group. So if it was going to be played last week, I have no doubt that the boys would have showed up, because how it's unfolded has been unique, but it's the way we've had to do it. So we haven't looked at any other way. That's the path that we were delivered to the grand final, and that's the one we've had to walk, and we've done it with our heads held high and our shoulders back and just confront every challenge that's come. So it's certainly a unique story. It's a unique way to get there, but for some reason, it's the way we like to do it at the Dogs.
And you're a premiership player with the West Coast. If you're a two-time premiership-winning assistant coach, you must be pretty much due to put your hand up for a senior AFL job sometime, Ash.
Look, I've really enjoyed the coaching, and I'm certainly aspirational in nature about where it can head. And if that conversation happens one day, Dwayne, you certainly look at the opportunity, because they don't come along very often. And I think I'm building a skill set and a resume that can support putting my hand up for that position. But certainly I'm in no rush and really enjoying my time with Bevo at the moment in this footy club, and how much I'm learning and growing each year, which I think is really important, because that leadership role at a footy club is incredibly important, and you want to make sure that you've had a lot of experience along the way to lead a footy team. So I suppose that's where I'm at the moment, but really enjoying it.
Yeah, building a damn good resume. Ash, always great to chat to you, and it's good to get some insight into what might happen, and if it doesn't happen, what might happen next on the big day. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Chat soon.
Ash Hansen, Western Bulldogs assistant coach, could have talked for ages, but got to let him get away. Training this afternoon, and then selection, and then tomorrow morning, the sub will be told who is going to be the sub. It's a difficult choice for them, given, you know, Vandermeer, Anthony Scott, Ryan Gardner omitted, but could still get included. Ed Richards, obviously, as well. Dwayne's World for Kogan Mobile. You can make the call and switch to Kogan Mobile today. Back to your calls next. 1300 736 736. The open line brought to us by Werribee Kia, the Kia Model Year 22. Next year's My 22 Stonic, now in stock at Werribee Kia. You can check out their new and used car range online and give them a call. Your call's next.